Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of T613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Ayin Aleph, Baba Basra 71a, pagination is 141, we start from the Mishnah on the first line. Lo asabor, velo asagas, velo asashovach. When a person sells a field, he is not including the pit, the press, or the birdhouse, Bein charevim, bein yishuvin, whether they're destroyed, they've fallen into disuse at the present time, or whether they're in use at the present time, either way, they are so significant that they're not included. V'tzarech likach lo derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva holds that he's going to have to acquire rights of passage from the buyer in order to access these items that are excluded. And the Chachamim say that you don't have to acquire rights of passage, that's automatically included in the exclusion. Rabbi Akiva would agree, if in addition to the standard exclusion, you would actually say they shall be excluded, then she'en atzarech likach lo derech, then indeed your added words of exclusion grants you a higher level of exclusion. It grants you the rights of passage. Machran la'acher, what would happen in the reverse, where a person is selling the pit or the press within his field? Rabbi Akiva Omer Eina Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. Rabbi Akiva says that the buyer does not have to acquire rights of passage because a seller is generous. He was generous when he was selling the field and excluding the pit. And in this case, he's generous when he's selling the pit and excluding the field. He's generous to the buyer. The buyer is paying him money, and therefore he's generous with him, and this on-the-fence type question would go in favor of the buyer. In this case, he's acquiring the pit. He acquired rights of passage as part of the sale. V'chachamim omrim tzarech likach lo derech, and the chachamim, in good form, are saying that it's the other way around. In this case, the pit is not going to come with rights of passage because the buyer is buying the pit and the buyer does not get ba'ayin yofe with a favorable eye, according to the Chachamim. Bamed devarim amurim, when were these rules said? B'mocher, if it's a sale. Avo b'nosein matana, nosein es kula. But if it's a gift, then we have a different principle, that a person who gives a gift gives ba'ayin yofe. He gives it with generosity, and the questions would be in favor of the recipient. The Mishnah continues and tells us, ha'achin shecholku, brothers who inherited this field from their father, and now they are dividing it. And they're dividing this field, and they're dividing other fields. So the rule is, zachu b'sada, zachu b'kula. When you acquire a field, you're acquiring the entire field, including all of these various assets that are in the field. The assumption is that just as this brother gets this field with its assets, a different brother is going to get a different field with its assets, and that's what the division is, and we don't purposely pick and choose the different assets. He gets the field. It goes as one unit. Hamachazik b'nechsei hager, if a person makes a chazaka in property that is ownerless, the example that's given is a ger, a convert to Judaism, who died without children, that is given as the example because any regular example in the Jewish people would have a relative. Because even if he doesn't have children, but we would go to his father and check if the father's alive or if the father has any children. And if that didn't work and there are no siblings, then we would go to the grandfather and we would be looking for cousins. There's always going to be a relative because if the person is a natural-born Jew, then we can go all the way back to Yaakov, way back to the Shvatim, and figure out a relative somehow who inherits, and therefore it's not ownerless. If you have a ger, though, that would be the case where you could have a person who passes away and does not have relatives because a ger niskayer kekaten shenolad dami, a ger, when he converts, is like born anew. He doesn't have relatives in a strict biblical sense, and therefore he would be the example of leaving a property that's ownerless, and now we're coming in, someone is coming in to acquire it. And the rule, and the reason that it's being brought in this context, is that hichsik besada, hichsik bekula. If he did an act of acquisition on the field, he gets the entire field, and we don't start nitpicking as we were doing what's going to be with the individual assets. While it's true that each of these individual assets in certain circumstances are considered a field of their own, but in this case, they're considered indeed perhaps a field of their own, but there's ein meitzer acher b'neihem. There is no boundary separating one field to the next. And therefore, a person, by doing an act of acquisition on one of the fields, is able to extend that to the asset that might have normally been considered a different field, and he's able to include it in his act of acquisition. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.